Good evening. If we could take our seats, we're going to go ahead and get started. I'd like to call the Board of Regents to order and begin our meeting. We have reached a really important moment in the history of Weber State University as we select a new president this evening. Back in January, President White announced his intention to step down in May of 2018. He skillfully led this institution for over 5 years, expanded financial aid, increased enrollment and diversity, and focused on student success. And the Board of Regents is really grateful for his service to Weber State and to the state of Utah. Dr. Norm Tarbox stepped up to the plate to serve as the interim president of Weber State University since May. And he's done a magnificent job of shepherding Weber State through this transition. We are really grateful that he's going to continue on as Vice President for Administrative Services. And we appreciate his steady hand. We were commenting in our meeting today that you are right at the top of the heap in terms of being one of the really strongest administrative officers we have in this system. We truly appreciate the excellent job you do in every role you've ever played here, and we really deeply appreciate your service over the past several months. The search for new president is a very significant undertaking. It requires months of work, and I'd like to recognize the efforts of the search committee chaired by Regent Jessely Anderson and Trustee Chair Nolan Karras. The committee included regents, trustees, members of Weber State's faculty, staff, students, and representatives of the community and alumni. And they brought us four truly outstanding candidates, and we want to thank the candidates who all participated in this process. It takes a lot of their time and work and vulnerability even to participate in this kind of process. So we truly want to thank them, and I want to really thank the committee. If members of the committee would please stand, if you were on the committee, we'd like to acknowledge you and thank you for your service. We also want to thank Commissioner Bueller, our Commissioner of Higher Education, and his staff who managed the search. A particular thanks to Lorene Olney and Sherry Cox, who coordinated all of the logistics for yesterday and today. And also to Jeff Landward, our counsel, for his role in the search. If you'd join me in thanking them. I'd now like to turn the time over to Regent Jessely Anderson, co-chair of the search committee, for a few words, and she'll be followed by Trustee Chair Nolan Karras.
This was a particular privilege for me.
A little closer.
This was a particular privilege for me to represent the Regents on the search committee. Weber State is really a wonderful university. So many remarkable things are happening, and to be able to see things a little closer was really inspiring to me. We, as the search committee, we had over 40 applicants. That speaks volume to how Weber State is viewed nationally. These were outstanding candidates all the way down, and particularly the four finalists that we had. I would just also like to say that the process is really remarkable. We had buy-in from the communities as we held public hearings, from all of you on campus that supported us, to those of you who served on the steering committee, from the drafting of our job announcement, many of the candidates commented that they had never seen a posting for a president quite like Weber as posting, and the emphasis that was placed on student success. That's something we can be very proud of. So it was a wonderful opportunity, and I think you'll be very pleased with the outcome.
Thank you. Thank you, and I want to thank everyone who participated as well. And Jess Lee raised the issue of the posting. It really took a lot of work, and the committee knows this, that it took a lot of work to get that posting right, because we felt, and we still feel, that there's a lot of great things going on at Weber State, and we didn't need a fix-it job. That we wanted to send the message that we want to move to the next stage, but we really are happy with where we are and what we're doing in this arena, and that's because of you folks, and we appreciate what you do at Weber State. Thank you.
Before we proceed, I'd also like to acknowledge the presence of former President and now Senator Ann Milner, and the 10 years of service that she gave to this great institution, which is also one of the reasons that this is a great place to be working and going to school. And so thank you for all of your support. With that, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Regent Jess Lee Anderson, and she'll make the motion for the appointment.
Great. Mr. Chairman, I move that we appoint Dr. Brad Mortensen
as
the...
Thank you very much. Is there a second? We need a second to the motion.
I can second.
Okay. It's been seconded by Regent Teresa Tyer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. That makes it unanimous. We'll now ask President Mortensen and his wife Camille to join us up at the podium. Looks like you brought one of your friends with you.
Yes.
Okay, good. President Mortensen was chosen from a really impressive field of candidates, as I mentioned. He has proven to be a most thoughtful and effective leader. And as mentioned, he's focused on student success, on access, and inclusivity. President Mortensen joined Weber State University in 2004 and has served as Vice President of University Advancement for 11 years. He develops partnerships and philanthropic resources that promote educational access, student success, inclusiveness, and faculty and staff vitality. He leads communication and strategic efforts to strengthen alumni and community connections, and recently began guiding Weber State's efforts to support regional economic development. He's been active with several Northern Utah organizations. He's chaired the Ogden Weber Chamber of Commerce and the United Way of Northern Utah. Utah Business Magazine recognized him as a 2018 Chief Experience Officer of the Year. His prior professional endeavors include the Utah System of Higher Education, the Utah Governor's Office, the Arizona Legislature, where he worked for a period of time, and two policy fellowships. President Mortensen earned a bachelor's degree from Utah State University, a master's degree from Syracuse University, and a doctoral degree from the University of Utah. His accomplishments throughout his career show that President Mortensen has the strength and ability to continue the university on its upward trajectory. We are so pleased that he's accepted this new responsibility and look forward to his leadership. His performance through the interview process today and throughout this process was absolutely exceptional. It's unusual, to say the least, to have a vice president for university advancement, someone who's really focused externally, to be as thoroughly connected to students and to faculty and to staff as Brad Mortensen is. We know that you care for his success, and we do too, and he's going to be a very successful president here. We're also excited to welcome President Mortensen's wife, Camille, here with us on the stage. So please join me again in congratulating them both on all they have done for this great university and what they'll be doing in the years to come.
Well, thank you. It's my honor on behalf of the Utah System of Higher Education to officially welcome President Mortensen. I'll just mention that I joined the commissioner's staff a number of years ago in 2000, and President Mortensen was there on the staff of the commissioner's office. So I've known him and worked with him and watched his career here at Weber State with great interest and admiration over the years. And I know that you will be a very successful president, and I look forward to working with you with the other presidents in our system going forward. So again, congratulations to both of you.
Wow, this is so humbling. Thank you. Thank you, Chair Simmons, Commissioner Buehler, to the regents and our trustees for your confidence. Thanks so much to... Oh. To all my friends, our faculty, staff, students, for all of your support throughout all of this process. Received so much encouragement from you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And thanks for the great work you do for our great university. It means so much to me and to our community and to our students. I'm just honored to be a part of it and so excited about this new adventure and the chance to work with all of you in this new capacity. So grateful to Camille for her support every day and her enthusiasm to embrace this as well. Our four kids, thank you guys. I talked about my parents a little bit the last couple of days, and they took a risk and drove down from Idaho this afternoon, so please give them a round of applause. Mom, Dad. And Camille has a couple of things she'd like to say, so I'll turn the microphone over to her.
I just want to say it's an honor and privilege to stand by Brad's side as he serves as the next president at Weber State. We love this institution. Our oldest daughter graduated from here a couple years ago, and because of her exceptional education and fun social experiences, it's a no-brainer for our next daughter, where she wants to start this coming fall. Even though she has scholarships to everywhere, she's choosing to be a Wildcat. And I want to say, we start him young at our house. So our youngest, when he was a kindergartner at Polk School, he went to an assembly where the BYU ballroom dance team performed. And he got back to his class, and his teacher told everyone to draw a picture of what they thought of the assembly. And Brad was so proud of Brooke's submission that has been hanging in his office for the last 9 years. You probably can't see, but it says BYU with a thumbs down. Weber, spelled, you know, pretty creatively, with a big purple thumbs up. So we love Weber State. Brad is fiercely loyal to the school and passionate, and he is the hardest working man I know. And so I am so excited about the future of Weber State as he leads and works with other fiercely passionate and talented people at Weber State. I think the future is very bright. Thanks.
Well, thank you again. We're going to excuse President and Mrs. Mortensen to meet with the press for just a few minutes, someplace here. And then Waldo will show them the way. And then, but if you'll stick around, they'll be back so you can visit with them shortly. And we have refreshments as well. So thank you again, and best wishes to both of you.
Thank you.
And if I may... I can have a motion to adjourn. Moved, seconded. All in favor say aye. We're adjourned.